Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome representatives of Newport Classical. Newport Classical is a great program of concerts that we're going to find all about today. Jillian Friedman Fox is with us. She is the executive director, and the handsome and talented, very talented, Trevor Neal, one of the voices of WCRI on some shows, is also with us. He's with Newport Classical. And Trevor, your title is what exactly?
The director of artistic planning and engagement for Newport Classical. Also great to be with you here, Mike.
Trevor is the voice, the other voice on the Classical Kids Hour that we have on Saturday mornings here on WCRI. And if you recognize his voice, it's probably from that and or some of the commercial spots that he does. Jillian, we haven't seen you for a while. You're in the terms of the festival, you're relatively new to the organization. About 2 years?
About a year and a half with the organization. This will be my second festival. It feels a lot longer than that, but yes, 54-year history for Newport Classical, only been here for a year and a half.
Right, and you came in the middle of the pandemic, so that was a wonderful time to start, right?
That's right, trial by fire.
Right, and back then things were very different than they're going to be this summer.
That's summer, right.
There's a little bit of a return to normalcy for the festival.
Absolutely. You know, last summer we had a reimagined festival in light of the challenges that COVID presented. We had 17 concerts that were all outdoors. We're really excited this summer to have 24 concerts, more of a return to a more robust summer over 3 weeks. And back inside the mansions, we'll be inside the Breakers, the Elms, the Chinese Tea House, which hosts our, you know, beloved Sunrise concerts. 11 venues in total, and over 32 guest artists and ensembles. So we're really excited for what will feel like a return to normalcy, despite the lingering effects of the pandemic.
And this gets started very soon, right?
That's right, this Friday. So the festival runs from July 1 through 17. This coming Friday, if you haven't bought your tickets yet, this is a great time to listen to what we have coming up and snag your tickets before they're all gone.
Now, I know that breakfast, Sunrise Breakfast concert always sells out. Are there still tickets left for that?
No, that sold out the day we went on sale. April 11th, both of those concerts sold out, and two very different programs. But we're really excited, and we're very thankful to the French Connection, who's going to be donating pastries. And we'll have coffee as well. So, yes, you have to get up for a 5:15 a.m. concert, but I think it's a really magical experience. And so if you didn't get tickets this year, make sure to get them next year and buy your tickets on the day we go on sale.
That's a great thing where you have an event where you know it's going to be sold out. Evidently, you're not charging enough. I mean, there's an opportunity. I mean, if everybody's going to sell out, there you go. All right. The concerts that get started next Friday and run, as you mentioned, through the middle of July at all those different venues. Trevor, do you get involved with trying to put those venues together, or how does that work? Who's responsible for that?
Oh, quite a bit so. We also have another member of our team, Robert Dutza, who helps me out in that area of securing venues and ensuring that we're advancing and have all of our dots dotted and T's crossed, and that we are able to have a very productive summer.
That's great. All right. Why don't we get some music into the program, get people in the mood. What are we going to start with here?
So we are going to start with Ravel's Piano Trio in A minor. This piano trio was the last of his great pre-war scores. Much of the music is informed by gestures found in folk music from Ravel's native Basque region. And we're going to be, in particular, listening to the second movement, which continues to play on the rhythms established in the first movement. And it's two themes, the first choppy and staccato, the second more of a waltz, alternate wildly before being interrupted by a broad, expansive trio section. And so this piece is going to close out the program on Sunday, July 3rd, with Junction Trio at the Breakers. And Junction Trio is this superstar ensemble. They don't tour that often, but they bring together the incredible soloists Stefan Yaku on violin, Jay Campbell on cello, and Conrad Tao on piano. So this is going to be a really fun concert.
have a little music and we're in the mood, let's find out a little bit about attending the concerts. We did say that some tickets are available for some of the concerts, so check out the website. I don't know that we gave the website. Why don't you do that now, Trevor? What is the actual address to go to?
Well, they can find out any information, whether it's our COVID policy, whether it's how to become a donor, how to purchase tickets, and any other information concerning our presentation this summer at newportclassical.org.
Pretty simple, Newport spelled out, newportclassical.org. And is there a phone number they can call if they want to get a real person? Or no, they can't do that anymore, right? Yeah, all right.
Yes, absolutely. Right. They can call 401-846-1133, and someone from our staff would be very happy to help you out.
A real person.
Not... A real person.
Well, that's great. Now, Trevor, you mentioned the COVID policy. Other restrictions that we want to tell people about now that they should be prepared for?
Absolutely. So we've been working very hard to make sure that our concerts are as safe as possible given the current continuing challenges of the pandemic. But I'm very glad to say that the cases in Rhode Island, and particularly in Newport, are consistently trending significantly downward. And so in collaboration with State Department of Health, as well as recommendations from the CDC, we will be requiring that patrons show proof of current vaccination or a recent negative test. And details on all of that can be found on our website. And masks are recommended, but we are not requiring them. So we encourage people to wear masks based on their comfort level as well as their personal preferences. So I think we will see people wearing masks and not as well. And our staff and volunteers will be masked.
Well, there you go. So it'll be a mix, I'm sure, as we've seen in lots of places around Southern New England lately. But the important thing is that everybody's comfortable. And that's what your goal is, as well as keeping everyone safe. All right, let's talk about this next piece of music and tell us where this is going to come into play.
Absolutely. So this is one of my favorite works. I'm so excited to have it featured on the festival this summer. This is Fanny Mendelssohn-Hensel's String Quartet in E-flat major. Fanny Hensel was a German pianist and composer of the early Romantic era, whose work for the most part has been overlooked and overshadowed by the work of her younger brother, Felix Mendelssohn. Considered to be an exceptional pianist, she rarely performed in public, seeming to lack confidence in both her musicianship and her strength as a composer. But this string quartet is an extraordinary work. It's her only mature string quartet, and it's based on an unfinished piano sonata she had written 5 years prior. This work is going to be one of the primary featured works on the concert with Spectral Quartet on Sunday, July 10th at the Bake Breakers. And this is actually going to be Spectral Quartet's final performance as an ensemble. So combined with the incredible repertoire, this concert is really not one to miss.
Excellent. All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Newport Classical is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, your host, sitting with Jillian Friedman Fox, the Executive Director, and Trevor Neal, as we discuss all the wonderful things that are going to be happening in just a week or so, starting and running through the middle of July for the Newport Classical Festival. And we've listened to a couple pieces of music so far, and interestingly, I guess just about every executive director or artistic director of an organization has to have a plan of some kind. And so there's, let's see, this year let's do things that are related to this or that. So what was this year's plan, Jillian? How did that come about?
Yeah, I think, you know, in previous years, there tended to be a curatorial focus around maybe a specific composer or a specific period of time within classical music. And Trevor and I, over the past 2 years, have really been looking to explore the diversity of expression within classical music, making sure that we have repertoire from all of the different periods within classical music and a wide array of composers. Something in particular this summer is a focus on female composers throughout the centuries. And I'm really excited to say that we have over 40 female composers showcased over the course of the 24 concerts, spanning from the 1700s to today. And so you get a really broad understanding of the role that women played in classical music at all periods throughout throughout classical music's history.
Excellent. And we have another example coming up and another concert. You want to tell us about this next piece?
Sure. So when talking about kind of the wide array of what is classical music and a broad definition of what classical music is, this next piece is a fantastic example of that. This next work is by Bryce Dessner, who is an American composer and guitarist, best known as a member of the rock band The National. The National will be performing at Newport Folk this summer, so a really nice Newport tie-in. For his sophomore composition work for percussion, Dessner began working with instrument builder Aaron Sanchez from Blue Man Group to design four dulcimer-like instruments that to be performed by So Percussion, who's coming here this summer. And so each instrument is amplified using pickups, and using dulcimer mallets, the quartet players can easily sound either harmony or play individual strings. And it creates an incredible 30-minute work that really anchors the program that So Percussion will be performing at the Great Friends Meeting House on Tuesday, July 12th. There are two performances, one at 2:30 and one at 6. And we're really excited to work with Newport Historical Society to utilize what is such a beautiful and unique performance space. So if you love percussion repertoire like I do, or if you're just not sure about classical music, this is a great way to explore a different side of classical music.
And there's still tickets available for these, right?
Absolutely. All right. Everything we're talking about today still has tickets available.
We'll be right back. Well, you were right. That's not exactly what the classical performing piece normally sounds like, but sounds very, very interesting and intriguing. You know, Trevor, last year, I know there were some commissioned pieces specifically for the festival. Is that something that's going to continue?
Absolutely. We were so fortunate to have composer Stacey Garib compose a beautiful piece titled Beacon of the Bay last year. And we're even more excited to welcome a very talented emerging composer who actually just had the opportunity to receive his first Grammy nomination this past Grammy season, Sean Okpobolo. And for us, he is writing a piece based on Newport's first composer, which was actually an African-American man named by the Okemor Merriku. And he received the name Newport Gardner after he was enslaved here in Newport. Being Newport's first composer and a man of color, there wasn't much of his music that was left behind. So this piece is actually a variation on one of the pieces that is still around called Crooked Shanks. And Sean's musical language is what really drew us to him, because he has this ability to tie in musical languages that we're familiar with and that are familiar to the ear, and create this new expression of classical music that is really taking off in the country and around the world. So, you know, contrary to that, you have a man named Bach, and our next piece that you're going to actually hear is Bach's Sonata for Flute in Basso Continuo.
He was not from Newport, right?
He was definitely not from Newport. He was definitely not from Newport. But you know, a lot of composers base their compositional styles, the basics of their compositional styles, off of Bach. So we're going to listen to his Sonata for Flute in Basso Continuo in E major. And this is the Allegro Assai. Now, what's unique about this whole piece is that it was said to be dedicated to Frederick the Great's private secretary, Michael Fredestroff, who, you know, Bach didn't know very well, but he kind of grew fond of him as they began to, you know, work through some of Bach's earlier compositions and do what we younger musicians call a jam sesh during his time in Potsdam. This was really the last of the three sonatas that Bach really wrote for the two of these instruments, flute and basso continuo. And he really specifies that this finale should be allegro assai. Now, for those who are thinking, what in the world is allegro assai? That means really, really freaking fast. And this piece is really a sparkling, you know, example of all the fun trills and rapid passage work that Bach has become known and accustomed to. And it's probably pretty accurate that Carl Philipp Emanuel and the future Frederick the Great gave the first performance of this sonata in Potsdam in the presence of Bach. So, you know, not too shabby. That's probably the concert that everyone would have wanted to be in. And this appears on a concert by a group called Ruckus Early Music. And the best way I like to describe them is a Baroque band. The sound is fresh. It's a visceral approach to early music. It's like if you were to combine the Rolling Stones and Bach, you have Ruckus. This is for the person who is really unsure about Bach's music, or, you know, someone who is very sure about Bach's music, but looking for a fresh take on this storied repertoire.
Excellent. All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Newport Classical. We'll be right back. Newport Classical Music Festival is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Jillian and Trevor, talking about all the things that are happening at the festival, which starts in just a couple days. So, Jillian, time is drawing near, right? Is there any pressure?
No, just excitement. Yes, so the festival starts this Friday and runs from July 1 through 17. There are 24 concerts during that period of time, from morning concerts at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. to evening concerts at the Breakers, Castle Hill, and Redwood Library. Tickets are available at newportclassical.org, or you can call the box office if you'd prefer to talk to a person and purchase your tickets over the phone by calling 401-846-1133, extension 1. And just to recap, all patrons will be required to show a proof of vaccination or a negative test. And all the details about that can also be found on our website. If you have any questions, just give us a call and we're happy to chat with you. And we look forward to seeing everyone this summer back inside the mansions.
There you go. It's a beautiful spot. There's a lot of beautiful venues there to take advantage of. And Trevor, absolutely, we have one more piece of music to go. And this
absolutely
is probably
absolutely
one of the more famous female composers of her time, I would think. And just a little trivia for you, Trevor. If you ever come back to my house, I found in my attic a handwritten letter from her to someone that lived in my house back in early 1900s. And it was, the envelope with the postmark on it, all written in French, and I have that letter framed and translated in my dining room. So there you go.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. That is amazing. I have to take a look at that next time I come over.
Okay. Tell us about her.
Well, yeah, particularly her Piano Trio number 1. If it's not the most famous, it's certainly one of the most popular piano trios written. It's really a shame that, it's just more recently that her music is really being performed a lot more across in stages across the world. The piece really is set up in 4 movements. It opens with this flowing and slightly agitated allegro, which is what I'm actually going to play for you today. There's really some affinity to the early music works of Fauré, but she really also has cognizance for Brahms and her direct contemporary Elgar. This is going to appear on the final concert of our season, July 17th, that features our festival artist. It's really a show concert for all of them. The repertoire for that concert includes some really, really great music. And in addition to the Chaminade, there'll also be the viola and piano duet by Ionescu, the Concertstück, and Mozart's Piano Trio number 1 in B flat major. So really a phenomenal concert. The Chaminade really caps this concert off well. So I'll stop talking. No one's coming to hear me talk. They're coming to hear the music. So this is Chaminade's Piano Trio number 1 in G minor, the Allegro.
Excellent. Jillian, thank you so much for being with us. And Trevor, thanks to you too. It's great to see you both again.
Thanks so much, Mike. We had a blast.
All right, and to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.